Theater critic Michael Bourne now reviews the revival of Angels in America.
I have attended to play Angels in America three times, all 7 hours and 40 minutes, three times. Also watched the HBO telecast. And the newest revival on Broadway, a production imported from the National Theater in London, I feel as if it's for the first time I'm attending. Angels in America, in two parts, is one of the most fascinating and in every scene always compelling plays I've ever attended. A show dramatically and theatrically unique, a play realistic and yet surreal, historical and also a fable, tragic but often very funny. I've seen four superb actors play Roy Cohn, the infamous lawyer who worked for McCarthy and Nixon, who engineered executions of the Rosenbergs, who was by all accounts a monster, and while being disbarred, died from AIDS. Nathan Lane is laugh-out-loud funny and yet is horrifying as Roy Cohn. Damned for his sins and yet finally human enough to be pitiful. Andrew Garfield plays the actual protagonist, Prior Walter, young, gay, suffering from AIDS, and enduring with a pinwheel of the angriest emotions and hopefully defiant love. Tony Kushner, the playwright, constantly surprises with often bizarre scenes and characters, ghosts, delusions, lovers, angels. And what's it all about? Tony Kushner is saying plenty about politics, about religion, about the ironies of history, about death, but mostly maybe that love, though frequently not the answer, is the only question that in the end matters. With an all-around wonderful gathering of actors directed by Marianne Elliott kaleidoscopically, Angels in America is heartfully thrilling. I'm Michael Bourne.